Hey everyone, welcome to Homer's Dope Nuts, a weekly Simpsons podcast where I, the Simpsons guy, and my co-host, El Rey, discuss and review every episode of The Simpsons ever made. We break down the episodes, discuss some of the references, and try to connect our younger listeners with the Simpsons family and how life has changed since the inception of the show over 30 years ago. We hope you enjoy it and provide feedback as we're always looking for ways to improve the show. Hi everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Homer's Dope Nuts. As always, I am your host, the Simpsons Guy, and I'm joined by El Rey.
Hoy hoy, everybody.
It's just me. I thought today was Friday.
You know, no, it didn't feel like one. I was just wishing it was really, really hard today.
Mm.
But alas. Thursday.
Yes. To me, this was Friday, so I guess tomorrow's going to be a Super Friday.
Yes.
An extra one.
Well, I mean, there's football tonight, so that's always good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That helps the Thursday.
That helps kill the pain.
Yep. We're almost there.
Yes. We're almost there. Yes. Going to be hopefully another good sporting weekend.
Been a couple of good ones.
Yep.
In a row.
Yes.
So we hope the horns keep on hooking them.
Yep.
Hope the Cowboys keep on winning.
Yep.
I know we had some bad news today, but oh well.
Got to pour one out for
Trayvon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The homie. We lost the homie for the year.
Yes, we did. Well, here's to his recovery, right?
Yep.
Pour one out.
All right, that's enough nonsense.
Yes.
We are here to discuss the next episode of The Simpsons Saga, which happens to be the eighth episode in the eighth season. Titled Hurricane Nettie.
Great title.
Yes, very great. And it originally aired December 29th of 1996. And we are going to be short one chalkboard gag.
Yes, once again. So the trend has been going on now, right? We started out strong with those.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, well. And so we see the couch gag, though. The couch is missing. But there is a panel on the wall, bend a couch, it's called, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Homer puts a coin into it, bangs on the machine, and the couch comes out, but not out of the wall. It gets dropped on.
Yep.
So Homer just gets crushed by
the couch. The couch.
Pretty good.
Yeah. It's a good couch.
That was one of the better ones.
And we are going to open up this episode in the Simpsons backyard. This is the first, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. So we have Homer lying on the hammock out in the lawn, and he's kind of asleep, and he's got a drink on his belly with a straw pointing at him, and he's trying to suck in the straw so he can drink without actually moving.
Yeah.
Very Homer-esque.
Yeah.
And the wind begins to blow really, really hard.
Kind of pan over, and coincidentally, mm-hmm. right, Lisa is reading a book about the weather, and so she notices the strong winds, right, and outside Lisa's window is a anemometer, a barometer, a hydrometer, right, and all these other little tools,
mm-hmm.
and so she, you know, starts looking in the book, and she says, pressure dropping, humidity rising over 80%, increasing wind, and The book is called How, Why, and Huh, Book of Weather.
Mm-hmm.
Great title.
Yeah.
She goes, here we are, chapter two. So your pressure is dropping.
If somebody says that, I'm thinking they're about to faint because they got low blood pressure.
Right?
Yeah.
And so she figures it out, and all of these are indications that a hurricane is coming. So she goes to warn Homer.
Mm-hmm. And Homer says, oh, Lisa, there's no record of a hurricane that ever hitting Springfield.
And Lisa tells us a fun fact about Springfield here.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the records in Springfield only go back to 1978 because the Hall of Records was mysteriously blown away.
Ah.
There you go.
And Grandpa's too senile to remember what happened in 1978. Then we see Santa's little helper struggling to walk against the wind. And then we hear Homer. What is it, boy? Fire? Earthquake? Hippies? Yes, he dislikes hippies too.
That's a good one.
We're going to see he dislikes another group of people.
Oh, yes.
Wait, no, that's Nettie.
Yeah.
That's Ned. But I doubt that Homer likes him anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure. And so we see Santa's little helper start flying through the air, right? And Homer realizes that it's a hurricane. And he says, oh, somehow the animals are always the first to know. Wow, not the situation.
Yes, and Lisa, of course, wasn't happy about that, right? So next thing we know, we see the family inside the house and they're watching the weather report with Kent Brockman. And he goes, and the Weather Service has warned us to brace ourselves for the onslaught of Hurricane Barbara. And if you think naming a destructive storm after a woman that is sexist, you obviously never seen the gals grabbing for items at a clearance sale.
So Marge kind of goes, that's true, but he shouldn't say it.
Yeah.
And, that's basically what it is.
You ever see the Mad Scramble in New York when that wedding store has like a clearance sale on their dresses?
No.
It gets ugly.
Is there some humanity in that?
There's no humanity.
Or a lack of humanity.
There's a lack of humanity in there. I tell you ladies can be vicious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people fight over things at the stores.
Oh, yeah. It's really, what do you call it? The Black Friday?
Oh, God.
Yes.
People push over old ladies for that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So Lisa suggests that they need to pick up supplies. So they go over to the Quickie Mart, and we see Apu doing what?
Oh, he's on top of the Quickie Mart, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a bullhorn. Right, and so there's a bunch of people out there, and this is a classic scene. I really love this.
It's good.
So he's addressing the crowd, right, and he says, "Stand behind the flaming garbage cans. We'll be letting you into the store 70 people at a time."
And then we see Kirk Van Houten. Oh, let's just beat him up and take his stuff.
No! Do not listen to that man. Remain calm. We'll all have a chance to be gouged.
Lisa's being honest.
Love it, yeah.
So next thing we know, we see Sanjay open up the store and allowing people to come in.
Uh-huh.
And then it doesn't take very long before they start clearing out the shelves completely. We see Kearney looking around nervously because he's trying to steal an emergency supply of squishies. It's going to be hard to get all those squishies out, you know. But unfortunately, the mob has not left Marge and Lisa very many items to choose from.
This is so gross.
Uh-huh.
They have creamed eels.
Eck.
Corn nog.
Eck.
Wow. I mean, I like eggnog, but corn nog.
Mm. Yeah, no.
And wadded beef.
That's disgusting. I don't think that's legal to sell in Texas.
Probably not. So Lisa's like, Mom, just grab what we can and get out of here. The storm's making people crazy, right? And as she says that, we see two hands, like, grab her on the side of the head.
Kind of feeling it up.
Yeah.
And we see that it's old Mrs. Glick. She goes, the last pineapple! And plenty ripe, too! So she picks Lisa up by the head and puts her into the cart. And
Lisa's there approaches. She's like, I'm not a fruit, I'm a kid.
And Mrs. Glick goes, that's what the pumpkin said.
And we see what the pumpkin is, because right next to Lisa is none other than our old friend Ralph Wiggum. And he says, hi, Lisa. We're going to be in a pie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
This is a, what do you call it? The Hansel and Gretel vibes right here.
Yeah.
The wicked old witch.
Terrible.
Uh-huh. Everyone at Springfield Retirement Castle is being evacuated by the National Guard. Except for Grandpa. He's being really stubborn.
Of course. So the guy's there from the National Guard. Sir, for your own safety, we advise you to evacuate.
And Grandpa goes, I ain't leaving. I was born in this nursing home and I'll die in this nursing home. Oh, my God.
That's funny. And he's like, is there any chance of you changing your mind?
Sure, let's go.
Oh, God.
Grandpa was just being stubborn.
Just for the sake of being a stubborn grandpa, right? He just loves it.
Yep.
And so we cut back to the Simpsons house, and Bart's helping Maggie. He's getting her, he's securing her pacifier, right? With black tape. So she can still use it, mm-hmm. but it's not going to fly away.
Yeah. Anything,
right? Homer's trying to help, but he rips the door off, the back door,
yeah.
and starts hammering it into the wall.
Yeah. No. He could have just left it on.
Yes.
Exactly. It would have been a lot better than what he's doing, right? And as he's doing this, we see Ned walking by in a raincoat. And he goes, need some help there? You know, maybe you folks should come on and punker in our bunker. Because apparently he's got a storm bunker, right?
Yeah.
So he goes, oh, it'll be fun. We're going to go through our old canceled checks and receipts and give ourselves an audit. Make sure we don't owe anything extra.
Oh, what a square.
Yes, yes.
And Homer's like, oh, I'm sure I'd be a third wheel.
And then he goes, ho, ho, no siree. We'd be happy as heads to a hat.
And Homer cuts him off and is like, I would make it my business to be a third wheel.
Oakley dokley. Ooh, I better go take the down the manger scene. If baby Jesus got loose, he could cause some real damage. He still has his nativity scene out.
Yeah.
Why would you need a nativity scene in hurricane season?
I know, right? But this did air in December.
Oh, that is true. That is true.
So if we're going by that,
maybe.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And so we see Marge and Lisa, they get home with their Quickie Mart haul. And they're, okay, it's the standard grandpa drill. Everybody in the house cellar, right? As the Homer tells everybody. And so the family goes into the cellar.
I guess we know where they hide from grandpa.
That's
right?
So mean.
So we see an opening that's kind of like similar to the regular show opening. Mm-hmm. But this one is the hurricane.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And of course, instead of a clear blue sky with some clouds on there, it's black and gray, right?
Stormy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we see the letters of the hurricane just fly off the screen, right? And so we see what's going on, right? The wind blows away a car park next to an abandoned building. And then we go to the state prison, right? Somebody's about to die in the electric chair. And just as the warden is about to flip the switch, the hurricane blows the roof off the prison. The wind picks up the convent. He's like, so long, sucker! Right?
He's taunting them. Uh-huh.
Yes. And the people watching the execution, they're very, very upset.
They go, aw.
But the escape doesn't last long because he hits telephone power lines on the way out and still dies by electrocution.
And of course, the people all cheer when they see this.
It's such a hard scene.
Yes, it is. So the hurricane isn't really doing much to the Simpsons house, except for like the shutters are going back and forth, right? And Maggie is looking through the cellar window, really worried. And Marge goes, why don't we do something to take our minds off the storm? And she looks through the box and goes, ooh, a Rubik's Cube. Let's all work together.
And so Lisa says, okay, start with the diagonal colors.
What does that mean? Diagonal colors?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Only Lisa.
Yeah, so Marge takes the cube, and Homer goes, use your main finger on the yellow side and your other finger on the orange side and turn it.
And Marge's like, my main finger? Like, she's always talking about. And so now they start all talking at the same time, right? Marge saying, orange, orange.
Now you have to turn it back, Mom.
You gotta turn it backwards.
Mom.
No, not so fast.
Alternate quarters.
And then Marge is like, one at a time. Okay, she's had it, right?
Uh-huh.
And then she...
Bart says, spin the middle side topwise. Topwise!
Whatever that means.
Yes.
And so Marge just is like, now I know I remember why I put this thing here in the first place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently this has happened before.
Yes. So the cellar lights begins to kind of like flicker. Mm-hmm. Because the hurricane is, of course, affecting the electricity, right? And we cut over to the harmonica shop. And the hurricane wind causes all the harmonicas to play. And then we go to the harpsichord store, and the hurricane only makes the harpsichord shoot out of the windows.
Yeah, it's your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And so we come back to the Simpsons house because Homer's looking out the window and he sees that the storm is dying down, right? And he's like, oh, great, it's over. He starts to walk out, but Lisa warns him that, hey, hold on. It could just be the eye of the storm. But he goes outside in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, look at this eerie calmness. And you can actually see the clouds moving in circles around them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he's like, yeah, I guess it's over.
And then we see the Bolarama floating overhead.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't remember a bowling alley being there. And they're like, oh, he starts freaking out, right?
Uh-huh.
And he tries to go back to the cellar, but the wind gets him.
Uh-huh.
And it pulls him into the air.
And this is when Lisa and the rest of the family all reach and grab him and pull him down.
Yeah. And so they have a little chain going, right? They finally pull themselves back into the cellar. Right? The wind's gone. The power comes on. Marge starts praying. She's like, dear God, this is Marge Simpson. If you stop this hurricane and save our family, we will be forever grateful. Recommend you to all of our friends. So if you can find it in your infinite wisdom, too.
And then Lisa cuts in. Wait! Listen, everybody.
And we hear birds chirping, right?
Mm-hmm.
And shortly after, we see sun coming through the window.
And Lisa goes, the hurricane's over!
And Homer, he fell for it! Way to go, Marge! That's a great line. That's one of my favorite lines.
Oh,
that's
my God. God fell for it.
That's so bad.
Mm-hmm. So the family all get out of the cellar and see that the house is completely unharmed. And Marge goes, it just goes to show that everything will work out if you have faith.
Yeah. But actually, that's not true. We find out because we see the Flanders house and it's gone. It's all rubble.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We see Ned. And his clothes are all messed up. He's like missing a shoe, I think.
Yep.
He's on the rubble. And, you know, that's where we end the first act.
Yeah. The Flanders house is just a pile of rubble.
Mm-hmm. So then we come back in and we see Lisa and Marge, you know, looking at Ned's house. And Ned's looking for the family. He's calling out for Maude, Rod, and Todd.
And we see Todd upside down on the rubble. He goes, I'm here. I'm right here, Daddy.
And Maude says, oh, Nettie was terrified. I thought I was headed for the eternal bliss of paradise.
So Todd goes, oh my gosh, look at Rod.
And Rod is in a tree, like through a tree.
Yes, just the head and the feet sticking out.
Yeah, he's like, I have a headache.
So Ned pulls him out and goes, well, sir, everyone's alive. I guess that's something to be thankful for.
And Homer says, now that kind of attitude is not going to get your house back.
Homer never knows what to say.
No, he doesn't.
So Marge goes, I'm sure your insurance will cover the house.
And we learn something here.
Yep.
Maude says, well, no. Nettie doesn't believe in insurance. He considers it a form of gambling.
Oh, my God.
This man is so devoid of a personality. That's all I can say.
No, it's a necessity. It's not gambling.
So Ned goes, you know, it's kind of funny. The only thing that survived the storm were the family tombstones. And we see tombstones that say Ned, Maude, Rod, and Todd. He goes, they're all we have left.
And Homer says, well, call us if you need anything. He takes off. And so we cut to, apparently everybody thought this was going to be a very destructive storm because there's a shelter at the church already set up.
Yep.
But the Flanders clan is the only family there.
Mm-hmm. And apparently the kids got into the rescue center clothes.
Yeah,
right? The donation clothes, right? So Todd comes out and goes, we got new clothes from the donation bin. He's wearing a Butthole Surfer shirt.
Nice.
And he says, I'm a surfer. And then we see Rod wearing a I'm with Stupid on it, and it points to the side.
And he says, look, Daddy, Todd is stupid, and I'm with him. And he walks over to Maude, and now Mommy's stupid. He starts laughing. That is so cool. They put a Butthole Surfer shirt.
Yes, it is. So Maude goes, Nettie, I know this has been a terrible day. But by golly, first thing tomorrow morning, we're going to open up the leftorium, and before you know it, we'll be back on our feet.
And then we cut to Kent Brockman on TV, and he's giving a report. He says, down here at Springfield Mall, a storm crowd appeared to have have turned its rage on the leftorium. Wow.
Yep.
Of course, right? He says, surprisingly, people are grabbing things with both hands, suggesting it's not just southpaws in this rampaging mob.
Yeah. Ned just sighs at the sight of his store being destroyed.
And so Kent's still there, and he's like, he's interviewing the looters. He's like, he tells the looter, try looking in the back. He says, meantime, Springfield Bowlers will be happy to hear that the Bowlerama is back in business at its new location, teetering over the Carter-Nixon tunnel.
Those are probably two of the worst presidents to honor.
That's so funny.
The Carter-Nixon tunnel.
That's hilarious.
So then Ned walks up to Reverend Lovejoy. He goes, Reverend Lovejoy, with all that's happened to us today, I kind of feel like Job.
And he says, well, aren't you being a tad melodramatic, Ned? Also, I believe Job was right-handed.
Talk about pointless information.
I know, right?
And Ned goes, but Reverend, I need to know, is God punishing me?
And he goes, short answer, yes, with an if. Long answer, no, with a but. If you need any additional solace, by the way, I've got a copy of something or other by Art Linkletter in my office.
He's supposed to be the...
He's just tired of Ned, man.
Yeah. He must be.
We do get that one montage later on.
Yeah.
Which I can't wait.
Yeah.
And so that's when I think that's when Marge becomes the listen lady, right?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we'll get to that one.
So next thing we know, it's at night and everyone's asleep on the rescue center cots except for Ned. Right? He gets out of bed and he walks up to the podium in the church. And he goes up and grabs the Bible, right, for some advice, right? But he only manages to cut himself turning a page.
Yeah, those darn gilded, corners or whatever.
He goes, why me, Lord? Where have I gone wrong? I've always been nice to people. I don't drink or dance or swear. I've even kept kosher just to be on the safe side. I've done everything the Bible says. Even the stuff that contradicts the other stuff.
That's a great scene.
Yes.
That's not true, though. He does drink.
Yeah, he does drink beer.
He does drink beer.
Yeah, because he's got that rumpus room in his baseball. Yeah. He had it. But yeah, isn't it funny that he cut himself on the Bible?
That is hilarious.
Yeah, turning the pages. And the little gold side is what got him.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next morning, there at the rescue center, Marge opens the door. Very excited. She says, Ned, Ma, you've got to go back to your house. Something incredible has happened.
And Ned goes, oh, what happened now? Did the rubble burn down?
And so Marge drives them back to the neighborhood, and Ned sees basically the whole town standing in front of Ned's re-erected house, right? And everybody cheers as they get out of the car. And Homer's there with a hard hat and tool belt. And he's like, hope you like it, neighbor. We didn't have the best tools or all the know-how, but we did have a wheelbarrow full of love.
And Apu walks in, and a cement mixer full of hope and some cement.
And so Ned's, you know, very, very touched. Right? He says, I don't know how I can possibly repay you, but if any of you ever need a favor, just look for the happiest man in Springfield.
And the camera pans over to another guy who's got this big smile on his face, and he's wearing suspenders with a red bow tie. He goes, no, no, not me, friends. He's talking about somebody else. But thanks for looking.
And so Ned and the family decide to go into the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, at first, he has a little trouble getting through the door, but he manages to get in,
mm-hmm.
right? So the crowd cheers, and Homer takes him into the living room.
And Ned, he gets his sweater caught in a nail. He's like, ooh, looks like a noose nail.
And Homer's like, yeah, one out of 25 ain't bad. And he hammers it in there.
Only 25 and Neil's keeping this thing together. So Homer shows Ned his kitchen, which is just as you remember it, except for the fact that there's a toilet right next to the refrigerator.
And so Ned's like, was that toilet always next to the refrigerator?
And Wiggum goes, Ned, you try lugging a toilet up a flight of stairs. God.
And then we cut to Rod and Todd, who are being shown their rooms by Bart and Lisa. Right? Mm-hmm. They designed them.
Yeah.
And so the carpet doesn't completely cover the floor, right? There's a crack in the wall and a slanted door frame.
Mm-hmm.
A huge Krusty the Clown poster.
And Rod walks up to it and takes down the poster. He's like, I don't like this clown.
It's like, I wouldn't take it down if I were you. That's a load-bearing poster.
And then
wow.
We see a crack in the wall.
Yeah.
After the a load-bearing poster.
That's crazy.
So then Homer, Apu, and Ned keep walking down along their side, right? And the walls are getting kind of uneven. And then we see 5 to 6 side doorways as they're walking. And as they're walking past one of them, we see electricity like humming, right? And Apu's mustache starts to stick out. Ned's mustache starts to stick out, and all of their hair starts to stick out. And goes, of course, there's a lot of electricity in the room. Apu goes, this is the room with electricity. Okay, so I guess none of the others do. Right?
Yeah, I guess so, right?
But it has too much electricity, so I don't know. You might want to wear a hat.
Huh. And he walks further down the hallway. The floor feels a little gritty here.
And Mo goes, yeah, we ran out of floorboards there. So we pinned the dirt. Pretty clever.
And then as they're going down the hallway, it starts to get narrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting smaller. And Ned's like, oh, something's definitely wrong with this hallway. And he opens this little door. It's like 4 inches tall.
And we see Barney's eye right there. He goes, come on in. It's your master bedroom.
So Ned shuts the door right real quick.
And he goes, oh, my nose.
And Ned says, well, I've seen about enough. And outside, you know, Homer concludes the tour. Right? He's
mm-hmm.
like, so, Landers, what do you think of the house that Love built?
And he kind of pats the front door,
mm-hmm.
and it causes the house to sort of fall apart.
Yeah. And the top story collapses, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're back where they started.
And we hear, ah, shoot!
Mm-hmm.
From Homer, right?
Yep. So then Ned walks away from the demolished house. Right? He takes off his glasses, cleans his glasses.
Mm-hmm.
The right lens falls out. And then he lets out a groan and he puts on his glasses. And we get to a very classic scene.
Yes. Ned is going crazy.
He goes,
calm down, Nedly, diddly, diddly, doodly. They did their best. Shua, daddly, idly, idly, diddly, diddly. Gotta be nice, hoss, diddly, diddly, diddly. Ah, hell diddly. Ding dong crap. Can't you morons do anything right?
Yeah. And then everybody gasps, right? And Marge is like, Ned! We meant well, and everyone here tried their best.
Well, my family can't live in good intentions, Marge. Oh, your family's out of control? But we can't blame you because you have good intentions?
And then Bart jumps in and is like, hey, back off, man.
Oh, okay, dude. I wouldn't want you to have a cow, man. Here's a catchphrase you better learn for your adult years. Hey, buddy. Got a quarter?
Everybody freaks out.
Uh-huh.
And Bart says, I am shocked and appalled.
Yeah. And Lisa cuts in. He's like, Mr. Flanders, with all due respect, Bart didn't do anything.
And then he goes off. He's like, do I hear the sound of butting in? It's got to be little Lisa Simpson. Springfield's answer to a question no one asked.
And we hear a wiggle.
Oh, what do we have here? The long, flabby arm of the law. The last case you got to the bottom of was a case of Malamars.
And Krusty's like, Malamars. Oh, that's going in the act. By the way, how do you feel about Malamars? I like them.
I don't hate them.
Yeah, I like them. You know, I wouldn't go out of my way to look for them. But if they're there.
You don't hate them. Yeah, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
No hate, no hate.
Yeah.
And then, then he goes off on Krusty, right?
Yeah.
Then, oh, yeah, the clown. The only one of you buffoons who doesn't make me laugh. And he looks at Lenny. And as for you, I don't know you, but I'm sure you're a jerk.
And Lenny goes, hey, I've only been here a few minutes. What's going on?
And he goes to Mo, you ugly, hate-filled man.
And Mo goes, hey, I may be ugly and hate-filled, but I, what was that third thing you said?
And so everyone starts backing away, right?
Mm.
Now, Ned is going towards Homer. And so he goes up to Homer and he says, Homer, you are the worst human being I have ever met.
And Homer goes, hey, I got up pretty easy.
And so his nervous breakdown is over. He walks away in front of the crowd. He gets to his car. And the family's outside, like, Ned, right? Mazur.
Uh-huh.
He just drives away. And he turns on the radio. And it's playing Aloha. Mm-hmm. All right?
Uh-huh.
And he's singing it. He turns on his right signal and drives to the gates of the Calmwood Mental Hospital. So he drove himself to the loony bin.
Yes, he recognized that he had an episode.
Yes, he did.
And Ned walks up and he goes, I just attacked all my friends and neighbors just for trying to help me. I'd like to commit myself.
So the nurse says, very well. Shall I show you to your room? Or would you prefer to be dragged off kicking and screaming?
Ooh, kicking and screaming, please.
As you wish. And so the two guys in the coats come out, right? And they start dragging him away, and we hear him.
No!
Hey, man, if you're going to be put in there, you got to do it right.
Yeah. So the nurse stops by his padded cell and is shocked to see Ned's name on the door. So she runs up to the phone and makes a call real quick.
And then we see the doctor. It's Dr. Foster. He's like, yes, Dr. Foster here. Ned Flanders? You sure? No, I'll come right over. And may God have mercy on us all. He hangs up, right, and says, darling, there's an emergency at the hospital. Where are my shoes?
And so Mrs. Foster goes to sleep. I think they're in the den.
The den? May God have mercy on us all.
I guess this guy thinks everything is a major emergency.
Yep. And so we see him visiting Ned, right? He's like, well, how are you feeling this evening?
And Ned goes, oh, actually, I'm a little chilly. Can I have another straitjacket?
Right. And at this point, Ned recognizes this doctor, right? Apparently, he treated Ned 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But Ned does not remember what went on at that time.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so Dr. Foster turns out the light, sets up a projector, and we see this video, the Juvenile Aggression Study. Sponsored by Swanson's TV Dinners. And we see Ned, a very mischievous troublemaker, right? Destroying things, insulting his playmates in preschool, right? Bullying kids.
So we little Ned running around goes, wee, I'm Dick Tracy. And he hits other kids. Bang, take that, prune face. Now I'm prune face. Take that, Dick Tracy. Now I'm prune Tracy. Take that, Dick.
Hey, stop it all at once. You almost said it. Great joke.
Yes.
Great,
very good. Very. This is... Seeing Ned like this just makes this episode so good.
It is. It's pretty sweet.
So Dr. Foster continues to narrate how Ned's beatnik parents met him and to talk to him about their son. So they're at the meeting, and we see little Neddy tearing up Dr. Foster's diplomas.
And we've seen Ned's parents once before.
Yeah.
Right? And so we're already like, oh, man. Right? Little Neddy spilled ink on all my poems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we know they're beatniks.
Oh, man. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the doctor tells him at that time, like, hey, get down from that bookshelf, please. Most of those books haven't been discredited yet. Hilarious.
Uh-huh. And Dr. Foster keeps going, Would you tell your son to stop?
That's what we see Ned's dad. We can't do it, man. That's discipline. That's like telling Gene Krupa not to go. Boom, bam, 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 boom, boom, bam, 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 boom, boom.
And Ned goes, the dad keeps going.
Yeah.
We don't believe in rules. Like, we gave them up when we started leaving like freaky beatniks.
And so Dr. Father says, you don't believe in rules, yet you want to control Ned's anger.
And this is like my favorite line from this episode. Ned's mom cuts in. He goes, yeah, you got to help us, Doc. We've tried nothing, and we're all out of ideas.
Oh, man.
I wonder how many parents have ever said that.
They won't admit it.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's true in a lot of cases, yeah. But not going to say that. And so Dr. Foster decides to put Ned on the University of Minnesota Spankological Protocol. It's just a straight spanking for 8 months at a time, like in line, right? And so as time passes, Dr. Foster's attire changes to the suit, right? For whatever season it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still spanking Nettie, uh-huh. Right? Little Nettie. Changes to a sweater and he's reading while spanking little Nettie.
Mm-hmm.
It's autumn, right? And then he's in a Santa suit in the winter. And then he's in sports shirts and a party hat for Ned's birthday. Ned opens up his birthday
while he's being spanked.
Yes, he's being spanked. Uh-huh. Right? Then he's in the summer shirt and shorts during the summer. And finally back into his coat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it goes through all the seasons.
Yeah. Basically. And at the end of the treatment works so well, right?
Too well.
Ned is unable to express any anger. And he, instead of expressing his anger, he expresses himself using nonsensical jabbering. In other words, the diddlies and the idlies.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dr. Foster says, okay, we have to get into the heart of this problem, right? And he's thinking, he's like, we need someone that can upset Ned.
And
of course, we call Homer Simpson. The phone rings. And you're Homer. Yellow? Yes. Mental hospital? Well, I don't know any Ned Flanders.
And Marge's like, the man who lived next door until his house blew down.
Oh, him!
So next thing we know, we see the Simpsons family, and they're all wearing tags that say sane on them.
That's so awesome.
while they're visiting Ned at the mental hospital, right? So the doctor goes, you folks are free to roam the grounds. Just remember, one of our patients is a cannibal. Try to guess which one. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
And so the family is touring the mental hospital, right? Walking by the cells of Lucille Botkowski.
That's the babysitter bandit.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't remember.
Man, I haven't heard about that in forever.
That's
true.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then we see someone we've seen before. Jay Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he's just talking to the doctor over and over again. It stinks. It stinks. It stinks.
Which, of course, was his famous line from his little The Critic cartoon, right?
Yep.
And Dr. Sherman goes, yes, Mr. Sherman. I'm sorry. The doctor goes, yes, Mr. Sherman. Everything stinks.
And so he said, Dr. Foster leaves Ned in a booth by himself. And the others reserved for somebody to be so irritating that Ned will not be able to repress his anger.
And at this time, Homer is blowing a bubble with his bubble gum, and it bursts, and it covers Dr. Foster's face.
Yeah.
And he just says, Homer, can you be that annoying? And this is when, of course, it explodes all over his face.
Terrible, terrible.
Uh-huh.
He can be. And so it's Dr. Foster. He has another doctor there. Right, they're behind a two-way mirror, observing Homer's interaction with Ned, right? And so the little partition slides away, and now Ned can see that it's Homer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Homer, emotionlessly, he has these cards, right? He says, Ned Flanders, I mock your value system. You also appear foolish to the eyes of others.
And Ned goes, well, howdy, Homer. And he lifts the slide up, right? The partition, he lifts it up, he says, ooh, thanks for dropping by.
And so Dr. Foster's like, he's not responding. Proceed to level two, antagonism. And the partition slides down again.
And we see Homer. Past instances in which I professed to like you were fraudulent.
And Ned says, oh, well, I'll just have to try harder. And the partition slides up, and he goes, oh, thanks for dropping by.
And Dr. Foster goes, ah, he's still repressing. So into the micro goes, maximum hostility factor.
And the partition goes down. Mm. So we see Homer say, I engage in intercourse with your spouse or significant other. Now that's psychiatry, eh? Eh?
So Ned just thinks it's a joke, and Homer throws in the towel. He goes, ah, that's it. You can't insult this guy. You call him a moron. He sits there grinning moronly.
And Ned, to the mirror, says, hi, neighbor.
And Homer goes, you know what your problem is, Flanders? You're afraid to be human.
He goes, oh, now, why would I be afraid of that?
And Homer goes, because humans are obnoxious sometimes. Humans hate things.
Well, maybe a few of them do. Back east. Whoa.
Yep. And Dr. Foster goes, I can't find what Homer's saying. Did you write that?
And the doctor goes, did you like it?
And Homer keeps going, come on, Flanders. There's got to be something you hate. What about mosquito bites?
Mm-mm. Sure are fun to scratch. Satisfying. Square.
Uh-huh. What about fluorescent lights?
Ooh, they hum like angels. You're never lonely if you got a fluorescent light.
So he's about to give up, but Ned finally admits that he doesn't like something.
He's like, yeah, I don't like everything, right? Mm-hmm. He tells him, I don't like the service at the post office. You know, it's all rush, get you in, get you out. And they've got those machines in the lobby. They're even faster. No help there. You might even say, I hate the post office. That and my parents. Lousy beatniks.
Hey, a little ding.
Yeah, hey, that felt good. And that is my favorite part of the episode.
When he says he lousy beatniks.
Lousy beatniks.
So Dr. Foster goes, he just said he hates his parents. Do you know what that means?
What do you think? That's what the other doctor told
him. And Foster goes, it means he's cured.
That's what I said. Oh, God. That doctor needs to go.
Yep. So Ned is let go from the hospital, and only to find a cheering crowd waiting for him.
Yes. And he's like, thanks, everyone. I'm all better now. No more storing up the anger till I explode. If any of you does something I don't like, you're going to hear about it.
And the crowd cheers. And Dr. Foster goes, yes, that's very healthy, Ned.
And he says, and really tick me off, I'm going to run you down with my car.
Because we're clapping for him. Yeah. That kind of kills it, right? And Homer goes, hey, Ned, you're so crazy.
And Ned just gives him a little wink, right?
And we end the episode like that.
Man, it's so good seeing Ned be a human being.
Yep, at least once.
Yeah. Man, it's good.
Yeah. And little Ned Flanders, he looks so much like old Flanders, without the mustache, of course.
With the same glasses and the haircut.
Was he wearing the same sweater, too?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, Ned's parents, not a fan.
No.
Lousy beatniks.
Yeah, them and hippies.
Yeah.
Something Homer does not like.
No, not at all.
Grandpa Simpson, neither.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. That is true. Well, why the hell was he wearing pantyhose?
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, but I digress. On a scale of 1 to 5 donuts, what would you rate this particular episode?
I think, man, this one's a little tough.
Why is that?
Because it's a great episode, just given that Ned is, you know, the completely opposite side of Ned that we get to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit slow at times, though.
Yeah.
You know, I think I think I'm going to have to do a 4.5 donut on on this particular episode. Even though I love seeing Ned and I love the jokes and it's so important in the lore, it's a little bit slow. Mm-hmm. Maybe it just has the lousy luck of being next to the episodes
that's
next to.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm going to give it a 4.5 donut rating on this.
I can see what you mean by that. Did we really need to spend all that time seeing Ned being spanked?
Yeah. It was funny.
Yeah, it was funny, but I'm sure they could have cut some time and given us a chalkboard gag.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So on this one, I can't really let the no chalkboard gag fly.
Yeah. I'm with you. I like this episode a little bit more than you, though. I'm getting a 4.75 donuts. I let my granddaughter have a bite of one of the donuts, essentially.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a super good episode.
Yes, it is.
You know, and you have to see this episode because you have to see that other side of Ned.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see it often.
Yeah. And I can't believe they stuck that Dick Tracy prune face thing in there.
Oh, my God. So good.
Yes. And it was like, I remember when I first saw this, I didn't catch that. But then I saw it again. I was like, wait, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I did like Grandpa being stubborn just for the sake of being stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there any way we could change your mind? All right, let's go.
Lovejoy. He was.
Oh, God.
Too, man.
Yes. He was so uninterested in helping console Ned. I don't know how to feel about that. It's funny, though.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just take it as a funny thing and not want to fire Reverend Lovejoy.
You know, though, it's interesting that we never really got into why it was Ned's house and not anybody else's.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we never really found out why. He was asking why, but, you know.
Maybe he annoys God as much as he annoys Reverend Lovejoy.
Yeah, it could be that. But also, we've seen God, save him before, right?
Yep.
Well, with that pin when he's bowling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He kind of looks up, it's me.
I mean, but you have to remember, God is vengeful.
Yes. Well, right? Old Testament God.
Yes, Old Testament God is, right?
And then he has a kid and he calms down.
Which I can attest to.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so still solid, but yeah, I'm
going to
stick with my 4.5.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention about this episode?
Man, I love the lousy beat next. Ned's parents are lame, man.
That little goatee that the dad has.
Oh, man.
You know what? At least he didn't have a handlebar mustache.
That's true.
That would have been douche level extra.
That's the Simpsons guy. I don't necessarily believe all of that, but
he's gonna throw me under the bus.
I've seen a few cool ones, man.
I don't know. Yosemite Sam's. How do you feel about Yosemite Sam? That Mike Beltran, the UFC ref.
Okay, that's kind of glorious, but wouldn't do it. But I'm thinking more like turn of the century, Gilded Age boxer pictures with the handlebar mustache. That's cool.
Well, that was the style back then. Right now, it's just
the style of time.
Yes. Now, not so much.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, not so much now.
You're trying to be a hipster.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Remember that guy we saw at the old watering hole about 3 weeks ago?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
It was rather annoying.
Yeah, it was rather. You're right.
Yeah.
I guess it depends as
well. Yeah, it's true. I have a feeling if Brock Lesnar was sporting one, I wouldn't say anything. Just in fear for my life.
Like the American Chopper dad's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's got a sweet one.
Yeah. But at least it fits him.
Yeah. What about Hulkamania back in the day? Connected it to his beard.
Listen, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. So there's a few.
Yeah. If I could grow facial hair, I'd consider growing a Fu Manchu.
That'd be funny.
But I can't, so. The world would be, is going to have to be picturing that in their head.
There you go.
Because it's never going to happen.
We'll buy you a good fake one.
All right. Okay, so before we sign off, don't forget to follow us on our official show Instagram. That's official_Homers_donuts without the apostrophes. We post original memes on there. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify or any other podcast platform you may be listening to on this.
Give us a rating, especially I know there's some new people listening lately. So if you haven't, please help us out.
Yes.
Give them ratings.
It just helps other people find our little show easier.
Yes, indeed.
And try to avoid having a heat stroke.
Oh, yeah.
It's still pretty miserable. Well, at least the mornings are kind of cool.
Yeah, the nights are getting better.
Yeah. But the days still suck.
It's still hot as blazes.
And until next week, au revoir, suckers.